right, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Lisa and the Lips with a track called You Might Say from their self-titled album featuring Lisa Kekwala from the Bellrays. The Vagiants before that, great local band with a track called Turn It Around. That's from their second album, Waiting for the Night to Come, released in 2004 on No List Records. That band borrowing heavily from the Bellrays. And the Deadly Snake started it off with West Texas Sound. All right, we're just about out of time here. I got room enough for one more set. So we're going to finish things off with the Delta 72, Killer Elite, which is another band out of Toronto that came with that awesome package I got earlier this week. And we'll finish it off with Algiers. Thanks for listening. I've been your host, Jeremy Rancid. This has been Assorted Hour. Play safe out there, folks.
Narwhin are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Tuareg guitar masters Tanarawin perform at the Park Theater for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanarawin live at Park Theater on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
My people, this is Azanti, and I'm here with my friend
Zion.
Z, what are you saying? Every creative project needs the right space.
It does. We're building Winnipeg's creative hub for recording, photography, videography, and content creation.
We also rent spaces out for podcasts, events, and all our studio sessions come with a pro engineer included. The first 30 minutes of every recording session is free. If you're coming for graduation pictures, wear your bet. Not to mention, we have a 30% discount off every service we offer. To get started,
email us at mile12productions@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at mile12productions. 12 Productions. Check our previous works. Book a studio session. Explore our artist lunch packages. Or connect with all our creative communities.
I think we've said enough. How about we leave the rest to them?
How about they come see for themselves?
All right.
Tanarawin are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Turig Guitar Masters Tenaro and perform at the Park Theater for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tenaro and live at Park Theater on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5. Frenchie's Records blends cafe and vinyl in one spot, allowing you to browse their selection of both new and used records and grab a strong cup of coffee while you're there. Turntables, CDs, cassettes, they have it all. Shop at the store that loves music as much as you do. Find new releases and restocks weekly in person at 260 Taché or online at frenchiesrecords.ca.
In Canada, being gay doesn't make you a national security threat, but for nearly half a century, it did. Until the 1990s, Canadians working for the Armed Forces, RCMP, and Federal Public Service were targeted based on a suspicion of their sexuality. Phones were tapped, people interrogated, over 9,000 careers and futures destroyed. And then, people pushed back. Visit Love in a Dangerous Time, Canada's LGBT Purge. Exhibition on now at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
And here we are on 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This!
That! And the third!
We've got Noah the End Dog Mella Stravage in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle K. Henny Henderson.
Yo, yo, yo.
With a hot and ready.
Warm and ready.
Warm and ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the shelf life on those things, you said that like it's 20 minutes old?
I think you said it was about like 15, 20 minutes old. And that, like, normally they rotate them every half hour. Like, they don't keep them for more than half hour.
What is it that that gives you a magic hot and ready pizza? Because they exist. I've had them. Like, you know when it's just on? You're like, yeah. Whoa.
I mean, pre-ordering is key. You pre-order 5 minutes before you go. Just ask them to put a fresh one in. That's okay. What I usually do before the show. And then when you show up, it's right out of the oven.
And they have to do it? Because obviously they want to get rid of these old ones.
I think they do. I think if you ask them to make a fresh one, they always have for me at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've seen fresh, not as fresh ones there.
Have you ever straight up ordered pizza from Little Caesars? Like, that's not a hot and ready?
It's been a while. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
But I have. Yeah, it's been probably a few years. But I've had, had other pizzas by them. You ever do the deep dish? Ever tried that one?
Any guys? I bet. Yeah, I think I have.
I don't think I have. They had a hot and ready of those for a while. Yeah. Man, the amount of times we talk about them here, like, we should get some sort
hot
of promotion.
Hot and readies, Timbits.
Yeah, like, we should
what
be.
What other kind of crap are we stuffing down our throats here?
We're just giving free advertisement here.
Krispy Kreme donuts.
To the
that was once.
Chicken. We did chicken for quite a bit of
You know what
times.
Was the best was when you brought that freaking Famous Dave's.
Mmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I think you were
the
out
barbecue
in the bush
fest.
For, yeah. Mm-hmm. You had eaten for days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was ribs, chicken wings. That was amazing.
Pork brisket, burnt ends, brisket.
Have you heard of this place in Steinbach?
Oh.
There's a barbecue joint. Apparently, it's in Steinbach.
Okay.
I think it's called Smokehouse.
Hmm. No, but
and it looks
very
Lovey's-esque.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it might be worth doing a little road trip.
For sure.
Yeah. I love that stuff.
Yeah, me too. Well, I went to Texas for a while. For like, I was like for 3 or 4 days. And got a bunch of barbecue there in Austin.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's
I was just showing Noah pictures of that the other day.
From the tree. And
they showed me the smokers in the back. I went to a place called Terry Black's. And they showed me the smokers in the back there. And they just had all these smokers with these big briskets smoking. They said they smoked them for like 12 to 14 hours every day. And then just like rotated taking them out. But they would still all get like 12 to 14 hours each. They had just dozens and dozens of them. And all these, it's just beautiful.
So when they're smoking like that, it's just a very low heat?
Low heat in a big, like, if you can imagine like a big metal canister.
Yeah.
That just is long. And then inside there's a big, big grill all along it that they fill. And then I believe they just like, they have a separate fire and it just fills it up with smoke. So it's just smoke heat. Maybe there's a little fire underneath. But like maybe it's like a slow smoked heat from the
fire.
That
would make sense because it'd be probably that way they can really control it.
Yeah. They get it to a certain temperature and then it just stays at that temperature and then it just cooks all day and then the juices form back into
Some cornbread?
Some cornbread, maybe some beans. Oh yeah.
He's choosing Texas, I can tell.
I think that's a reference. Do we have music
it's
playing
a pop
right
song.
Now?
It's really Ella something. It's really good.
Choosing Texas.
Yeah, choosing Texas, yeah.
What's the theme tonight? I thought, I like the one-word themes.
Mm-hmm.
Ghosting. But then you sent in the group chat, Noah, barbecue.
That's right, yeah.
So grilling.
We get the G in the.
Yeah, you get barbecue.
Ghosting and grilling, being like, have you ever gone to a barbecue and just left?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's.
Noah did that a couple weeks ago.
Oh yeah.
Well, sometimes you just
at
gotta
Cody's
go.
Party.
You show up, you say hello, and then what do they call it? The Irish goodbye.
Time. The Irish goodbye.
Yeah, you come in. It's like an hour, maybe 45 minutes.
And no one really cares if you do. I have a question for you, because I've done that.
Yeah.
The Irish goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you feel right after? Did you give a shit, or were you like, was it, maybe I should have said bye to Cody's mom?
Well, you always get that if you miss someone.
Then was it a true Irish goodbye?
Is it I said goodbye to Cody, and I said goodbye to like the Irish folks in the house.
Oh, okay.
It was just like, you know. It was almost like you were in line to leave, and there was like the other people who had officially were, had you said all their goodbyes and were leaving, but had sort of like a prolonged goodbye at the exit.
Okay, so maybe that wasn't a true Irish goodbye. Yeah.
I didn't make it well known to every single person. But I did sort of hint at it that I'd be leaving soon, you know. Well, I gotta get going, and
so, ghosting would have been more like just not showing up at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. To me, ghosting is just, yeah, like complete no, nothing.
Yeah, that's just, it's a no-show. And then,
mind you, let's say if you were to go to the washroom right now and just leave,
he ghosted us.
I think that'd be like ghosting.
You're right.
Be like, he ghosted. He ghosted us.
I guess it doesn't have to do with the time of disappearing. It is just probably disappearing.
Right.
Just in general, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be disappearing from the get-go, yeah. Yeah, ghosted is at any point. Yeah. Because, I mean, otherwise it's a no-show. At the beginning, it's a no-show. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a ghost. You weren't a ghost. You know, they were a no-show.
Yeah, but a lot of times...
They didn't ghost
like,
you.
Let's say I'm trying to get a hold of Noah here and he's not answering his phone. Maybe he's ghosting me.
Yeah.
But yeah, but
so that's multiple meanings I feel there. Hmm. That ignoring could be ghosting.
No, but I just get nervous and distract myself from getting back to people for days at a time.
Oh, don't we all?
Isn't that permitted?
I don't know.
Am I feel such a bad guy?
Sometimes you get sometimes you get overwhelmed and you can't get back to all your messages, and you're a busy guy, Noah.
Dude, have you heard? There's a phone. Someone was telling me about a phone where it's like you can still run Spotify, that kind of stuff, but you can't run any social media, and it kind of looks like a classic flip phone.
Oh.
Is that something that would be...
That makes sense, like an anti-social media browsing reels video phone I think would be very helpful for me, yeah. And I think the world, I think everybody. I mean, who's not addicted to their phone? Who doesn't, you know...
Well, when things get spooky, I might be able to start filming. Crazy. You know?
Yeah, Noah's really into the back rooms.
Filming creepy things, you know? Like you'd.
What a great. It was a great movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you see it yet?
No, I didn't see it.
Real good.
I didn't see it.
Real good. Yeah, creepy.
I want, not to go way off here, but I really want to see the Jackass movie. You saw it? I can already tell by your voice.
Yeah.
It sucked?
They're old, man. They're old. Like, I love it. It was good. But first of all, right off the bat, 50 to 60% of the movie is old clips.
I don't mind that, though. It's never like, before seen, right?
No.
Okay.
No, probably like maybe 20% of those were maybe never before seen, but the majority of them were just literally... classics, just replaying classics.
Greatest hits?
Kind of like a greatest hits.
I thought
sprinkled
my
in with
was
like
it was never before seen old clips.
No, a few of them.
Like maybe, give me an example of one of the ones that were was like that we've seen that they showed again.
Well, they had Johnny Knoxville strapped to a rocket, and then he
classic.
Went off on a rocket. Absolute classic, but they showed the whole sequence again of it. Like you watched the whole thing again. Because they talked about, when that happened, they kind of reminisce about it, and they talk about it, and then they show it. So it was just like there wasn't, and then they did a few skits, but all the skits they did were not super dangerous because they're older now, which
makes
sense.
And they got that new crew.
They had the new crew that were doing some things, and they were funny. I laughed pretty hard
at some
points.
Who's that one dude? Poopies?
Poopies is pretty
the big,
funny.
That huge guy, younger guy?
And then there's a big guy, I don't know.
Zach or something?
I think his first name's Zach. Yeah.
And then they had, in the last movie, wasn't it Eric Andre? I can't stand Eric Andre.
Really?
I don't know. Like that guy?
I was there. But do you know Eric Andre?
There's something about that guy that's just insufferable to me.
He reminds
me the point.
Of the I think you should leave guy.
He's trying to be weird. I think he's trying to be weird. You know, that's
like shock, but more like shock value. And
yeah,
and
yeah.
Is it Tim and Eric, or what's that other weird?
Tim and Eric. I saw him in something just recently that he was really funny in, and I cannot remember what it was for the life of me. Oh, he was just in a movie with John Cena on Netflix that just came out.
Interesting.
It was all right.
John Cena.
Yeah. Yeah, John Cena. I love John Cena. You ever seen him before? Because you can't.
Ah.
Hey. You can't see John Cena. You can't see me.
Why?
That's his slogan. You can't see me. That's,
oh, right.
All the jokes. If you look at any picture of John Cena online, you look at all the comments, they'll be like, why is that person standing with nobody there? Like, they act like John Cena's invisible.
That's pretty funny.
It's an ongoing thing. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Mama.
Yeah.
You know what we didn't talk about?
What's that?
Well, I like to start with the hip-hop stuff.
Mm.
Okay. Let's start with that, actually. Because it's hot out.
Oh, yeah.
Grilling, barbecue. Oh, this song reminds me of Arjun. DL Incognito, 90 Degrees.
Shout out, Arjun.
Little Canadian content.
Yeah.
This is just kind of got the summertime jams in the backyard.
Heck yeah.
Grilling.
Beers on the back porch or back deck. That reminds me of Arjun making steaks and grilling.
Arjun grilling.
Yeah, Arjun grills.
I'm sure he does.
Oh yeah, he's got a whole setup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen him forever. I'm acting like I... Shout out Arjun. If you're out there listening, which I'm sure you are every night... we love you.
Of course.
We miss you.
Mm-hmm. Should we call him?
We should. Of course we should.
All right. We DL Incognito, 90 Degrees. On this.
Stand at that.
Stand up in the third.
Get it waxed, vacuumed, buffed, and cleaned. For now, if streets is out of my reach. I know my music ain't lifeless, one of the nicest. I keep rising like gasoline prices. My stress level's at an all-time low. I know things can't stay beautiful, but for now, captivated like a love potion. It's the summertime, I'm just trapped in the moment. It's like 90 degrees, it's the start of my day. I'm trying to find a tree, man, I'm trying to find shade. I'm trying to use my time in a productive way. I'm trying to get money, I'm trying to get paid. It's like 90 degrees, it's the start of my day. I'm trying to find a tree, man, I'm trying to find shade. I'm trying to use my time in a productive way. I'm trying to get money, I'm trying to get paid. It's like 90 degrees, it's the start of my day. I'm trying to find a tree, man, I'm trying to find shade. I'm trying to use my time in a productive way. I'm trying to get money, I'm trying to get paid. It's like 90 degrees, it's the start of my day. I'm trying to find a tree, man, I'm trying to find shade. I'm trying to use my time in a productive way. I'm trying to get money, I'm trying to get paid. I'm trying to get paid. Trying to get on stage. Trying to get everything. Think that's strange.
Money ain't a thing if I got it. I got it. Money ain't a thing if I got it. Money. Before the money, there was love. But before the money, it was tough. There came the money through a plug. It's a shame to say enough, yo. Sitting back plotting, jotting information on my nation. Really started from the bottom, boycotting. But they still planting plantations, we keep buying it. Close-minded man, products higher than the prices on your products. And Balenciagas, balance my saga with the Henny Agua. Me and my n***a trying to eat you empanada. The flow like plenty lava, with just a penny I can multiply my worth and make you work for me for 20 hours. I swear these blood to copy, thanks for listening. Nigga, they been the same since Biggie smacked me at my christening. Watch what you dishing in, please play your safe. Cause your position on the top is switching right in front of your face. Rocking wide in space with rhymes, I'm busting out. Keep ducking down, got some missiles now, headed for your house. So put the pistols down, got that red dot on your nose. Who put the clown out like jaws like a blue nose? Foes, keep your mouth closed or you can see the soap, nah. I got connections, you're guaranteed to see closed doors. You hear that underground soap, nah. The way I flows, the switch them, the pros been on a mission. Listen, enter the chamber, get hyperbolic. They raising max, I raise stakes to keep them brolic. My bitches is macro. Cosmic, past the chronic, the master sonics is light years above your conscious, your novice. But I got notes that strike nerves. I promise your minds ain't sharp like my swerves. So cut the BS and don't worry where my jeans is. And BS, your bitch a genius. Learn from my I got dreams selling arenas and breaking brackets. Tennis racket while I'm cracking a Serena. Damn, God bless the heaven that sent you. But now I'm breezing out, baby, cause my wrench too. It's really real out here, I said, it's really real out here. It ain't easy, yeah. It ain't easy. Just trying to get a deal out here. Word. Money ain't a thing if I got it. I'm screaming cream, who f*** with the rat supreme? Joey bad and big print, came to collect the grain. I got a dollar and a dream, know what I mean? And I gotta get my mama off the scene. I'm screaming cream, who f*** with the rat supreme? Joey bad and big print, came to collect the grain. I got a dollar and a dream, know what I mean? And I gotta get my mama off the scene.
Joey, badass.
Cash ruin everything around me. Cash ruin everything around me. Me. Cash ruin everything around me. On sign to no major, no wager. Money ain't a thing. They say money is the root of all evil. I see money is the root of all people. Cause we all follow paper trails. And everybody gotta pay their bills, pay their bills. It ain't easy pay. They say money is the root of all evil. I see money is the root of all people. Cause we all follow paper trails. And everybody gotta pay their bills, pay their bills. Hey, it's the dollar bill, y'all. It's the dollar bill. It's the dollar bill that kills y'all. It's the dollar bill, y'all. It's the dollar bills. It's the dollar bill that kills y'all. It's the dollar bill, y'all. It's the dollar bill. It's the dollar bill that kills y'all. It's the dollar bill, y'all. It's the dollar bill. It's the dollar bill that kills y'all.
Stand up.
Before the money, it was love.
Got your boy in the booth, nigga.
Before the money,
I gotta watch the mic. About to take you off the kitchen. Godzilla bankroll, stones from Sierra Leone. Yo, I ain't got it all. That means I'm barely home. Trailblazer, stay ballin' with vengeance. My arts is crafty dogs. Why y'all stuck on Laffy Taffy? Wondering, yeah, how did y'all niggas get past me? I've been doing this before Nas dropped the nasty. My waddles, I did them up. Them bricks, I sent them up. My raps, I bit them up. For that, now stick them up. 10-4, good buddy Tone got his money up. Worth million, still back your bitch looking for me. What? Y'all staring at the angel with death. Lying, lying, pants on fire, you burning up like David Koresh. This is architect music, verbal street opera, pop a tech man. Flow, he got the projects booming indeed. I ran through the tunnel, terrorized speed. That's when I was still in the jungle, slinging that D. Get up.
Morocco, gorilla medallions like Flavor Flav clock, yo. Niggas want me dead, but they scared to step to me. Rip their guts out like a hysterectomy. When beef collide, look on the flip right, a penitentiary kite. I'll get you pumped off from the inside. Jaws is hanging. Frauds is lifting their drawers on the floor complaining. Bird-ass nigga resemble Keenan Ivory Wayne. And stay in your place. Dirt-born rappers get shadow boxed for training. Y'all still eating bacon. Bring me a nice bitch, that means I fuck with you. My swag is Mick Jagger. Stones is Roman prestige. It's cut to a T, sparking weed with up. The cocoa leaf is slightly damp, sprouting in the backyard next to Grand Duke tomato plants. And jets get charted, marquee shit with the cars on it. The haters, they Earl, run to the toilet and vomit. Back east, summer MC King. Since Cuban, pretty tone, Iron Man, bulletproof is supreme. Cool for you and double deuce in the jeans. My man Shank was on the floor with the mother load. Boo for the green, IBF. WBC, cruiserweight title shots, rap belts belong to DC.
Okay, no big deal. Stupid Lisa! She got a bit fast. Cement drawing! All right, let's see. English side ruined. Must use French instructions. Le grill? What the hell is that? Oh, come here, get... come on, fit you. I'm here. Yeah, that's one fine-looking barbecue pit. Why doesn't mine look like that? Why must life be so hard? Why must I fail in every attempt at masonry?
How's your father's project coming along?
I think he's almost done. Yeah, he's done.
And we're back on 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This, Matt!
And the third!
Woo! Little ghost face Kella there.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Joey Badass. I know you like that guy's stuff. I don't know much about Joey Badass.
Yeah, he's really good.
And then before that, we had some DL Incognito. Yeah. We even had some random folks coming into the station.
Yeah,
yeah, we had some. We left the doors open, right? So, like, normally it's locked.
All are welcome.
Yeah, for sure.
It's fun. Yeah. It's a cool place.
We were surprised. we were like, oh, because normally the door's locked. But it was open, and people are welcome to come. You know, unless you're a rabid fan, don't come anywhere near this. You know, there are a lot of those.
That's right.
That's true. The hordes of... You know?
Well, you know, the aliens probably listen to this too, and then like
aliens are welcome. You know, I mean, I want to learn. I want to learn from them.
We provide the well balanced Kellogg's breakfast of knowledge. We cover all of the important stuff.
Yeah, I would think
part
this
of
would
a
be
balanced.
What would be probably tuned in by the aliens?
Stool sample.
What?
He's shitting all over the show now.
Stool sample? Where did that come from?
Stool sample. He's comparing the show to a stool sample.
Oh, my.
Well, I mean, like, you could learn a lot from that. You could learn a lot from this.
I guess, you could map out the human genome a lot from a stool sample. So I guess we'll take it. Yeah, we'll take it as a compliment. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would be us, probably. I feel it's kind of like an insult, but.
I mean, like, if the aliens were to, like, choose something to listen to and they could pick, you know, one sample of humanity's banter and they come across this.
Yeah. Know, yeah, I mean.
They could have got a lot. They could have got, like, amazing things.
I mean, I'll tell you one thing. They probably are fans of Little Caesars.
That would be awesome.
They probably think Little Caesars is just like our like gourmet food.
Wow.
If they just listen to us, you know, they're like Little Caesars and donuts are what humans seem to live off of.
Yeah, the window into humanity just from.
Is crazy bread still a thing?
Yeah. Yeah. It's expensive now, but so is everything. But it's still good. Yes,
wasn't that the appeal? Is the crazy bread was fairly inexpensive?
Yeah, I think it's still. I mean, everything's gone up like probably 50-60% from when we were kids. Doubled from when we were younger.
Oh, it's nuts!
Look at the price of a team burger.
This at Shoppers Drug Mart, I have Diet Coke Cherry. What's up with Shoppers Drug Mart, by the way?
What do you
like for shit like this? It's expensive. This was $4. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the small bottles. I don't really. Get it. They don't, but you could probably buy a 2 liter of that for $1.50.
Yeah.
Sometimes there. Sometimes at Shoppers.
Yeah, Shoppers.
Or a six pack.
Like, you got to go for the deals.
Yeah, you got to go for the deals.
They have like some sort of day for senior citizens.
Interesting.
That's popular.
It's crazy because, you know, you'll see they'll have the six packs of 7-10s of Diet Coke on for $4 sometimes at Shoppers.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes maybe $4 or $5.
That's pretty good.
The six packs, but then they'll sell those ones, single ones, for like $4. You know, they just want us to buy in bulk. It's the world we live in.
You know what we didn't talk about? Well, actually, two things, because I'm about to get. Okay, first thing. Sorry, I just had a little bit of a mental lapse there.
What we
said months ago that in April we were celebrating the 10 years of the show.
Yes, we did
say
that.
And we figured out that we, in fact, were not. That's coming up next year.
Yes.
We did the calculations.
In 2027.
We got the experts to do it.
We went over it.
Took a while.
We sent it to the R&D research facility here at U of M. And they did come back to us with the number that it has been, in fact, just been over 9 years.
There's some evidence. There's that.
There is a photo there of you.
Polaroid picture of me holding a Bob James album from.
Wow.
Summer 2017. Yeah, there it says.
So they would have been around then. It was in April.
Okay.
I can tell you that.
So we missed the 9th anniversary.
Yeah.
We did miss that, but we won't miss next year's. So if I'm not mistaken, isn't Pleasurama every year sometime around April as well?
No.
Or is it not? Maybe I might be mistaken here.
Yes. It was.
It is. I feel like it has been a couple years in a row.
Yep.
So maybe we'll have some big grand
big kind of stuff
thing for a Pledgerama 10-year anniversary show. You know, we'll take someone to Red Lobster.
It makes me want to cry right now. You know, 10 years of your
life.
It
is really beautiful.
10 years.
You know that you've been just wasting your time.
25-year anniversary early June. For Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Wow. It's been that long since you've taken off your pants and jacket.
I mean, it's, you can just live in these things.
25 years since take off your pants and jacket.
Where were you when that album came out, Kyle?
So 25.
You were in grade 7. Because yeah, you got 2 years on us, right?
13 years old. 12. I would have been like, yeah, 12 or 13. So I probably wasn't listening. I don't know if I wasn't. Like, that was on the radio. Like, what songs were on? Take like off
the single was Rock Show.
Oh, yeah. And then, never mind. Yeah.
You would have been hip to man, the single was Rock Show. Enema of the State.
This, wait, you're saying Rock Show came out 25 years ago?
2001.
Holy shit. Yeah, okay. Well, then that just shocks me that at that age, I thought I started listening to punk at a later age, but I guess around 12 or 13, I definitely remember Rock Show coming out and really liking that song. And
so this wasn't an integral album.
It wasn't, because I think I was on the cusp of like...
Oh, I see.
You know, listening to... I don't know what I was listening to. I know I listened when I was really young. I was listening to like Backstreet Boys, Spice Girls.
Nice.
Grew up on the pop stuff.
Eiffel 65.
Oh, yeah. Abu Dhabi, Abu Dhabi. Or whatever it is he says.
You got stuck in the Backstreet Rooms.
In the Backstreet Rooms.
I remember the day that it came out. Grade 5. I was playing hooky.
Oh.
And a very common thing for me to do. And I'd go get to hang out with my grandmother. And I remember hopping on a bus because she had an appointment downtown. And I just remember this day because my goal, I needed to get the album.
Nice.
And
yeah.
We were talking with like a receptionist at this place where she had the appointment who I think she knew. And the woman was talking about how when you're at a party, you want to guard your drink. And it sounded like someone had slipped her son LSD or something.
Oh.
At a party.
Sketch.
Yeah. And I was in grade 5 thinking, whoa, that's pretty scary.
And then you would go on to do LSD multiple times voluntarily.
And then, went to... You remember Portage Place Mall, like, when it had, like, HMV?
So I was actually just going to say that I did just have a memory of listening to it, at the very least. Because I didn't buy any of these albums. That's why I don't remember it too much. Because I couldn't have them. Couldn't keep them at my house, and couldn't hide them. My parents just didn't want them, any of these offensive albums. But I listened to them at the listening stations.
Yes.
So I do remember listening to it. And, of course, watching the videos on Much Music at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Good memories. Good music videos back then.
I wasn't able to get it, though. My grandma didn't buy it for me. But I did convince my dad that evening to go to St. Vitel HMV and got my hands on the album.
By the end of the day, he had a mission.
It was a tough sell because I said I was sick that day.
Yeah.
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 So you're... Yeah.
But I deserve the CD.
I needed the CD. There were 3 limited editions. So you don't remember any of this?
No.
Oh,
because,
shit.
Because like,
well,
I didn't...
this just isn't fun.
Because I couldn't buy them, right? I didn't have...
There was
nobody
the
was
going
to come go buy them for
the
me.
The red one, the yellow one.
Yeah.
And each one had 2 bonus tracks.
Do you remember this, Noah?
I remember seeing the different colored.
Yeah, no, I don't. I didn't even know that.
The big deal with earlier in June was that, because Mark Hoppus went on record saying that those bonus tracks would never be released on streaming services. So I guess they did like a bunch of stuff, like 25th anniversary. I know there's like a Nixon Take Off Your Pants and Jacket watch, but.
Cool.
So they released those tunes on the streaming services.
They did.
Yeah.
Finally released them.
What are some of the titles of them?
Yeah.
Funny you should mention that because I have one queued up right now.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. That sounds great.
This one's called Mother's Day. Do you know this one?
No, of course not. I mean, I never had the physical album.
Oh, this is crazy.
And they were on the one that
you had? Yeah, because like I couldn't get these albums.
No, I had the green one. So basically it was like, because the Take Off Your Pants and Jacket is 13 songs.
Yeah.
And then track 14 was a joke song.
Yeah.
And then track 15 was kind of like a B-side.
Yep.
So,
but you said there were three different
ones. The
joke
songs were extraordinarily explicit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And of the three, I think this one, this is the one I'll play. It's called Mother's Day.
And have you heard all the, like...
Of course I've heard them.
Well, before they came onto streaming services, yeah. You only owned one of the colors. Did you like, seek out the other colors to hear the other ones from friends?
I didn't own the other colors, but that's the thing is, you know...
You talked to a buddy?
A buddy would have one, or there was like, you know, LimeWire and whatever.
Oh, right? There's LimeWire.
You can find it on there. You've heard these songs, Kyle.
So, okay. Maybe Mother... Well, I mean, Mother's Day does sound familiar. And if it was on LimeWire, and I was heavy into that during my Blink 182 days, so...
You've probably heard this song.
I'm sure I have.
I'm sure it's poetry. And it's going to be
moving. About the dog.
No, that's one of the hidden songs.
Yeah, the grandpa one, which we're not going to get into.
Wait, it's Christmas Day.
No, that's Happy Holidays, you bastard.
The dog. Yeah, you're ringing a lot of bells, and I feel like I
thought you would have been all over this, man.
No,
there's three things you got to do with this song.
Yeah.
Three important lessons.
Okay.
Okay. And on that note, that's it. We're
that's it.
Check
oh,
it out.
I thought you were about to tell me. They're going to tell me. Okay. All right.
All right. Here it goes.
Sucking and touching. It's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day. Sucking and touching. It's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day.
And we're back on 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This,
that,
and the third. It's been a while. Cal.
And it's, well, it has kind of been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It has.
It was Canada Day last, right? Last Wednesday? That's why we weren't on the airwaves?
No, I think, we had a, Brendan was busy doing some things. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Yeah.
It has been a while since it's been a day this.
It's been a while, Kyle.
It's been a while, Kyle.
And it's been a while, Kyle, since I've been in over and over and shit. And it's been a while.
I can't stand it anymore. Stained it.
They say that a hero can save.
Yeah. All right, we gotta go.
Words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom.
Read books and learn about the authors.
You're right here first, folks.
That was great. Read.
No, but read
fantastic.
The obituaries
read
of the authors.
Read the obituaries.
Yeah, like get to know who those authors were, like, and contextualize it. Read biographies on those authors. You know, that's their life is being infused into those words from beyond the grave. Read from people who are dead, I guess. It's a magic, like we can magically communicate beyond the grave. And also we should write, right? Read and write. Let's practice those magnificent cultural practices that, you know what? And if you're hungry tomorrow, there's a free barbecue at 119 Sutherland from 12 to 2. So in Point Douglas.
That's the Manitoba Indigenous Cultural Education Center.
That's right.
Throwing a free barbecue tomorrow.
Free barbecue.
Between what time, sorry?
Between 12 and 2.
And that's PM, right?
Yes, yes. and that's, you'll see it. It's from 12 to 2 tomorrow at lunch. Come and get a free meal.
Great hot dogs. Chips. I've had them.
Yeah,
hot dogs,
chips,
drink.
Hot dogs. It's watermelon, and you get to.
Yeah, it's great. It's
you already get to see the.
I might actually. You know, I've been before. Two. I've been before. You know, you get to hang out and have a free meal. They usually have a lot of chairs that they.
Yeah,
kinda,
there's like an outdoor part. You come inside. You get to check out the place. You get to talk me, and I'm entertaining.
Right on.
I mean, I'll be there.
Come have a dog with the dog.
Come have a dog with the dog.
In person.
Yeah, I mean, will you be signing autographs and stuff? Like, will you?
If you come and you say that this, that, and the third sent you, then
you might, maybe.
You know what? You can have my hot dog. The first person who says that to me,
signed.
Yeah, I guess
signed
I'll
hot dog.
Sign a hot dog.
Oh,
if you
that's
come
a good
up to
deal
me before anyone else and say this, that, and the third sent you.
Oh, great deal. Yeah. Signed hot dog. Those
I
are
can do that.
Those
I can
are
do
rare.
Well, this was by far the worst sausage party on earth.
Oh, fuck yeah. Well,
we'll see you next week on 101.5 UMFM on this,
that,
and the third.
Yo, Pig Gritty, where you at? This is Caden Swepp. 1.5 FM. Wrap it up. The people.
Mm-hmm.